Coggins will look into allegations that Superintendent Mike Miles allegedly disapproved of a contract winner, according to former communications chief Rebecca Rodriguez. She says he tried to change the process to include a preferred contractor. Miles also allegedly tried stopping the district's own investigation into the matter by its Office of Professional Responsibility, the OPR. Miles denies the allegations. Coggins will start the investigation with the OPR report and go from there. He'll turn in his findings in 30 days. At the board's request, he'll also look to see if Miles violated ethics rules or his own contract. The board could extend the investigation if necessary. Trustee Lou Blackburn says the cost is worth it.
By having an external investigator, we can be assured that the report would be above board and would not be inhibited by any one of our employees, meaning the report would be clean, if you will.
And says Board President Eric Cowan, Miles cannot interfere.
He will have to cooperate with the investigation to make sure it's complete within a timely manner.
Several trustees suggested Miles should be temporarily relieved of his duties because of the investigation. That did not happen. But Rena Honey wished it had. She leads the Alliance AFT teacher organization.
I am a bit disappointed that the superintendent was not put on administrative leave during the investigation, because that's practice that would happen to any employee in this district.
Superintendent Miles did not attend the meeting, as he typically does. That's because President Cowan asked him not to, saying it would have been inappropriate. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.